Hi, 91. It is Sam and Ash. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's that smell? Can you smell that?
Okay,
it smells like Christmas.
It does.
I love Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas too, as we seem to be getting around to this time of year earlier and earlier each year with a lot more people in need, Ashy.
Mm.
And this is the thing that I think a lot of people don't often think about or often remember, is that there are some people who are doing it tough this time of year. And as we're getting into Christmas, we need to be supporting our community, because the community is only as strong as its weakest link, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a couple of legends in studio with us right now who are joining us, who are doing their bit to help towards making Christmas a little bit easier for everybody else. Good morning to you guys. You're from the Tree of Hope.
From the shack in Nambour, Imogen and Dale. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Jean. Hi. How you going, Ash? I just mentioned earlier that we're actually a little bit starstruck right now. So thank you for allowing us to enter your sanctum.
Oh. You know what? It's actually Ash's hygiene that's concerning you. That's what that smell is.
Has that effect on people? It's fine. And then what you guys are doing with the Trees of Hope is so amazing. Firstly, what made you want to do something like this, Dale?
Well, I think it's just the fact that every day-to-day stuff that we do at the shack, we see so many different walks of life, in the sense of the word, from homelessness right through to just the normal punters, pretty much, with families and young and their kids and things like that. But I think one of the things you tend to see around this time, Ash, is that, you know, there needs a bit of hope. You know, we get excited. We go into the shopping centres. We see all the decorations and we see the trees going up. We hear about families getting involved. But when you see the other end of society, you can see that they're struggling.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
And to be able to then just inject a bit of hope into community, I think it just lifts the whole volume.
We need people like you in our community. Because Christmas is a time where there's supposed to be a lot of happiness in the air, and quite often, like you're sort of saying, for some people there's not. And to have a little outlet like yourself where they can go and they can actually have a Christmas, I think is so wonderful. And congratulations for putting this on, because this is a massive project.
Yeah, and we're a bit of a mad Christmas family. So
good
start.
Oh, good. Yes.
Well, Emmy, can I ask, Trees of Hope, what is it? So in a nutshell, what is Trees of Hope and what do you guys actually do?
Yeah, definitely. So with Trees of Hope, what we do is we have these bright, lovely green bags that you can see from a mile away. So pretty much there's a list inside of those, and we just ask people to select a singles, a couples, or a family hamper they want to fill in. Yes, prices of things have gone up a little bit, so it is a little bit more expensive to do them this year. But whatever you can give, we really just love. Like, even if you can only afford two or four items, honestly, that will contribute to going towards it. So you put those items inside that bag, drop it off at one of our drop-off locations. So we've got Heritage Banks and Sunshine Mitre 10, and we've got our own drop-off at the old Mitre 10 building as well.
Great.
Which is amazing.
So these are lists of people that have been identified that will be needed by people in the community right now.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's kind of like Tinder for treats.
Pretty much. And it's all like, pretty much. So it's all non-perishable items that go into it. So, and then we add some little goodies on top. Because, you know, who doesn't love like a bonbon or some chocolate? And, you know, because you got to get fat over the Christmas season.
Totally.
You know, that's the most important thing.
Summer bodies are made the 2 weeks before summer.
Exactly, exactly.
guys, congratulations on everything that you're doing. This is amazing. Now, people want a list of the items, the hampers, anything like that, or a little bit more about Trees of Hope. Where can they go?
Awesome. So they can go to our Facebook or our Instagram page. So Dad and I run those both, and we like to keep it nice and updated if something's happening, or we like to post the groups that we are also associated with.
Yeah.
And you can get the list on there. You can get our drop-off locations. You can get all the current updates that are happening on
Fantastic.
Our Instagram and Facebook.
And this goes right through until?
Okay. Yeah, we go right up to the 16th of December.
Perfect.
Now, the great thing about it is actually on the 23rd, so it's affectionately becoming known as Christmas Eve Eve. Around the shack. We actually put on a fantastic market day that has a lot of groups involved, like Nobbies and Eat Fresh, and they all come on in.
Yep.
It's a giveaway day.
Oh, cool.
Everything is given away, as well as the hampers are collected from many communities. So we're looking at around about, just through the shack alone, probably about 350 hampers, but combined with some of the other amazing support groups like the Salvos, St. Vinny's, Suncoast Care, there's probably 1,000 hampers going to go out
there as well. Dale, Imogen, thank you so much, guys, for coming in. All the very best with it, and we look forward to seeing this go from strength to strength.
And can I add, Merry Christmas.
Oh, of course you can. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you.